We have to suffer the reactions of our past sinful life in the next human form of life. Yeah. Firstly, the actions are like seeds. And the reactions are like the harvest of the seeds. And it is just the system of nature that different actions, different seeds fructify after different time durations. Now, if we just sow some grains, they will harvest after a few months. We sow mango seeds, they may take about 10 years sometimes. Some other trees may take about 50, 60 years also to new fruits. So, it's just the system of nature that different actions produce reactions after different times. If I put my hand on a hot pan, the reaction comes instantaneously. If on a cold night, I eat half a dozen ice creams, probably the next morning when I come, ice cream, my throat is gone at that time. The reaction comes after 6 hours. If, say, somebody starts smoking, as a teenager, maybe by the age of 40, they get some lung problems. So even in this life, we see that some actions come, that different actions produce reactions after different times. So when we talk about karma, the same principle of cause and effect correlation, this is extended before this life and beyond this life. Why is this extension required? Because different reactions may require different circumstances for fructification. So for example, in the Mahabharata, after the war gets over, one of the later retellings of the Mahabharata says that Dhritarashtra asked Krishna, Krishna, I had 100 sons, and why did all of them die? Why couldn't I have at least one son? So Krishna told him, 50 lifetimes ago, you were a hunter and you wanted to kill some birds, but the birds flew away. And when they flew away, you very ruthlessly destroyed all the baby birds which were there in the nest. And he says, the mother and father bird, they were watching helplessly as you killed all the baby birds. And there were 100 baby birds that you killed at that time. And that's why your 100 sons had to die. And Krishna said, this was 50 lifetimes ago. Dhritarashtra heard this and he became pensive. And then he said, but if that was 50 lifetimes ago, why did it take 50 lifetimes for the reaction to come to me? So he said, you needed to accumulate punya for 50 lifetimes so that you could have 100 sons in one lifetime. And then that reaction came to him. So gahana karmanovati. The way karma will work is very complicated. The important thing for us is that no matter which reaction is coming from which lifetime, if we practice bhakti, either Krishna can remove the reaction or Krishna can give us the strength to tolerate and transcend that reaction. Thank you.